There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning with the Dirt Alert. And Holly, I don't know if you have this, but I'm just going to throw out some breaking news here.
Go ahead.
Girl, within the last 15 minutes, Disney and Marvel have dropped the full trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine.
They sure have.
Oh, my God.
Have you watched it?
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, box office woes of Mickey Mouse. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.
Really?
This looks hysterical. I'm sorry, Holly, if you had, I apologize. But I just watched it. And Lex, they are so good together. But we can't play a darn thing from it. Because it's cussing every other minute. But anyway.
Yeah, so Deadpool and Wolverine are fighting to the... to Madonna's Like a Prayer. So that's all I can really tell her about that. And there's crotch strikes.
Yeah.
There's fighting. And there are lots of words that we can't say because the FCC doesn't like them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this... This will be a Top Gun Maverick, meaning not maybe as big. This will bring people into theaters.
Yes.
This is the type of thing that will get people into theaters.
For sure. Yep.
Yeah, now keeping in mind the first trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine, that debuted during the Super Bowl, broke the record for the most viewed movie trailer within 24 hours with 365 million total views. Now, I will say that that number does include... the commercial watching during the Super Bowl. So, but whatever it is, however they're doing the Hollywood math on that,
yep.
A lot of people watched it and a lot of people are interested in this. And Deadpool and Wolverine is in theaters on July 26th.
Oof. Oh, Bob Iger is breathing a sigh of relief this morning. Yeah.
Now, this is the third Deadpool movie. This is the first really fully Disney Deadpool movie because that was over at Fox. And then, Disney bought Fox and... So now we've got a little bit of X-Men in here, a little bit of Deadpool, and we haven't had a Deadpool movie in nearly 6 years.
No.
Yeah, that's
right. And from what I can gather, this is like a Wolverine from another, this is like, the multiverse. This is another Wolverine.
Oh, he's wearing his yellow suit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't been as successful as the other Wolverine. So, yeah.
Oh,
I can't wait. Oh, it looks Ryan Reynolds is so good. Hugh Jackman. Come on.
Oh, yeah. It's gold.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Again, that comes out on July 26th. Mark your calendars, Deadpool and Wolverine. And also, we have to look forward to the AMC commemorative popcorn bucket, which word on the street, according to the director of Deadpool and Wolverine, is incredibly clever and funny and possibly lewd.
Completely lewd, as it should be.
Yeah. celebrity engagement news. Is Melinda Gates engaged? Well, she's sparking engagement rumors, walking out and about, wearing a big old diamond ring on that finger. And I mean the left ring finger.
Oh.
Now she's been romantically linked to a former Fox reporter named John Dupre. Since November of 2022. Now, they're not commenting, but she's doing that thing where she's walking on the helipad and people are just looking at that finger and she is definitely showing it off.
Well, again, anybody walking on a helipad, I mean, that's hella dramatic.
Yeah.
Hella dramatic. yeah, on the helipad.
Yeah. I know. I mean, what are we supposed to be doing here? Yeah.
Have you ever walked on a helipad?
No, but I'd love to.
Well, we do have a helipad here at HQ.
We do.
I don't think they would let us up on the helipad, though. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, I think Don and Steve have tried.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I wonder how that went.
Probably not well.
Yeah.
Even for them, yes.
Even for them.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Blair Witch Project. Now, news broke last week that Lionsgate and Blumhouse have announced their plans to revive the franchise with a new movie that would reintroduce the Blair Witch universe to a new generation of filmgoers. Now, the original stars of the 1999 film, Heather Donahue, Josh Leonard, and Michael Williams, they are like, that's great, but we issued an open letter because we need more compensation for our work, and we also want to be meaningful consults on any future Blair Witch projects that uses their name and their likeness.
Huh?
That's their demands.
Huh? I'm all about fair compensation, but I guess I need to know a little more about what the contracts look like, and I don't know.
So apparently, they each made $300,000 from a buyout for their ownership points in the movie.
Okay.
Now, that movie went on to gross $248 million worldwide. Then in 2002, they sued Artisan Entertainment for using their names and likeness in the sequel made by the studio called Book of Shadows Blair Witch 2. So I think they're coming at it like, look, we've been screwed over before. We don't want that to happen again.
Mm.
It's complicated, though, if they've already, what I mean? If they've already signed the rights over.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Also an interesting thing to reboot because the whole phenomenon of the Blair Witch Project was so popular in 1999 because people couldn't discern whether or not this was real or not.
It was a product.
We're kind of there again, aren't we?
That's true.
With AI and stuff.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Oh, it's terrifying, isn't it?
Holly's last point is the best. You can't put lightning. That lightning will not be in a bottle again. It just won't. Nope. Create something new. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class and my opinion of Bluey next. Yes.